Hearing none, the public portion is closed.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to approve this application. This is Sean Cahill.
This is Steve Weisman. I second that.
A motion made by Mr. Cahill to approve this application, seconded by Mr. Weisman. Ms. Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Cahill?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery's getting on now. Hold on. Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Weisman?
Yes.
Mr. Zimmerman?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
And Chairman Blanche?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers, your application has been approved. The board will memorialize it in a written document at our next meeting. You do not need to be there either in person or in Zoom for that. We will mail a copy to you, and you'll need a copy of that to get your building permit.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Good luck to you. Next on the agenda, item number 7, Ramesh Hari Krishnan. Mr. Krishnan, are you here this evening?
If not, I
pardon me?
I'm the general contractor who did the variance.
You're breaking up, Steve.
So are you going to testify for the applicant this evening, sir?
Yeah, the architect is supposed to. Having a hard time getting in, so I guess I will.
Okay, we'll at least start with you.
Okay.
Raise your right hand. You swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, so help you God.
Yes.
And your name and address.
My name is Stephen, Stephen Fullabella. Address 5 Robert Circle, South Amboy, New Jersey, 08879, and I'm with Garden State Contractors Group.
And are you authorized by the applicant to testify on their behalf?
Yes, I am.
Okay, could you explain to the board what relief you're seeking?
We are seeking 3 variances. We're going to be doing it at a level over the house with the setback 35 feet required. We only have 32. We also have 2 other variances, the size lot. And also there's shed on the property which falls in easement.
All right, your testimony is that there's a 35-foot front yard setback requirement, and we're showing that it's 30.8 existing.
Right.
And you're proposing 28.24 feet front yard setback with the overhang.
With the overhang, yes.
Okay, can you explain to the board why the overhang is needed?
The architect put that up. That was the best way that he can maximize the upstairs layout.
And I understand that the applicant would like to maximize and the architect would like to maximize the upstairs layout. However, we need some planning justifications for that encroachment into the front yard setback. The existing is already encroaching by 4 feet and you're going another 2.5 feet.
Right. And that's the way that the architect designed. Again, he was supposed to be on, but I guess he can't get on, so.
Jim, I think there's a more important issue here, and Henry's report points it out. The second floor qualifies as a dwelling unit, along with the first floor. I think without the architect here, I don't think we can go any further because it appears, as I'm looking at this floor plan, I've got a full dwelling unit on the first floor and I got a full dwelling unit on the second
floor. The dwelling is all there's only one kitchen downstairs. Mr. Harry Christian's mother, elder, he lives there. They're doing the add a level to get more space. And then they put a stairs down to the back for access to the backyard from upstairs. I believe it was brought up in one of the reports that that a board would want in the resolution that they have the right to, you know, go inside the premises with a 24 or 48 hour notice and Mr. Harry Christian, no problem.
Mr. Bull, I
you're the contractor, correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay. The plan shows the proposed sitting area, and then it appears to show sink and other utilities in front of that.
Right, that's on the...
You're telling me that is not going to be a kitchen?
No.
And with all due respect to Mr. Bulla, he is the contractor. I believe that the board probably needs to hear from both the applicant himself and the architect to address the issues raised by me and by Mr. Chadwick.
Yeah, the architect will be in a couple of minutes. He's trying to get in. He was having a problem.
What about the owner of the property?
I will text him. He was supposed to be in. He's in now?
Yeah.
Okay, the architect is joining now.
Bulla, can we have the architect's name?
Yes, it's Ronald. Last name is Kaczmarski, Kaczmarski.
Kaczmarski, can you hear us?
If you
take
your seat, like if you
take
one of the corners,
we'll
show you a little grid
to play
up there
to
see everybody's
fit.
Yes. He's just waiting for the meeting host to let him in.
Yeah, he's just waiting for the meeting host to let him in.
Mr. Can you let whoever's waiting in?
Yep, I already hit it.
Ms. Kaczmarski, can you hear us?
All right, good luck.
Okay.
Mr. Kaczmarski, can you hear us? Laura, do you see a Ronald Kaczmarski?
I see Ronald's iPhone, yes.
Great.
And it's not
Ronald,
muted.
Can you hear us?
They're
Mr.
on.
Mr. Kaczmarski.
I hear him.
Can you see him?
It says connecting to audio now. He didn't have his audio on.
Okay.
Connecting to audio. He should be on now.
Mr. Kaczmarski?
Yeah, I'm not hearing anything on the phone.
Mr.
Yeah.
Kaczmarski?
He's right here, yeah.
He's doing something.
Oh, do you have... Remember you gave me your thing last time, your phone thing?
He's on, he doesn't realize. Oh, Chairman, can the record show that Mr. Tillery has joined the meeting? Prior to us starting this one.
Well, they can.
Can Mr. Kaczmarski hear us? Mr. Bulla, do you have Mr. Kaczmarski's cell phone?
I do.
I'm going to be connected with audio in a second.
That's him right there. Let me try that.
Kaczmarski?
Yes.
You can hear us?
Yes, I can.
Okay, I'm the board attorney. I would like to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand?
Sure.
You swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth to help you God?
I do.
Okay, if you scroll down to the bottom, you should see an icon that shows video with a red line through it. If you click on that, we should be able to see you.
Okay.
Okay, I think we can see you now.
Very good.
You're saying you're an architect?
Yes.
Are you licensed in the state of New Jersey?
Yes, I am.
And have you testified before boards of adjustment or planning boards in the past?
Yes, many in this state.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, I believe we can accept Mr. Kaczmarski's testimony as an architect.
Okay, I'm satisfied with that. Please continue.
Okay, Mr. Chadwick, could you pose your questions to Mr. Kaczmarski?
The plan, this is a house is obviously for an extended family, correct?
Correct.
the second floor plan where it shows proposed sitting area. Immediately interior to that appears to be a kitchen. What is that?
It's a wet bar area adjacent to a sitting area in the new addition area on the second floor.
What kind of power is it going to plan to have there?
It's, you're just going to have standard duplex outlet, sink, and then, as you can see, an adjacent sitting area.
So the elderly parents now live on the first floor with the household.
Correct.
The parents are going to stay on the first floor, and the owners, I guess, are going to move to the second floor and then go downstairs to use the kitchen on the first floor.
Correct. Correct.
Are there any questions from the board?
Mr. Chairman, I have one other issue to go over with Mr. Kaczmarski. Mr. Kaczmarski, the current house violates the front yard setback, and your plan has an overhang on the second floor. It further encroaches by another approximately 2 feet. Can you give the board the justification for that?
Okay, so layout for the second floor, which is over the existing first floor, but the design is with a extended roof overhang, so it actually comes out a little further than the existing, but it's consistent with what's in the neighborhood, and it's, you know, a modest overhang just to add character.
The comments will open up to the board. Open up to the public. Anyone in the public portion have any questions or comments regarding this application? Ms. Buckley, you see any hands?
No, sir.
No questions from the board?
I've got a question for Jim. The recommendation of Henry to have a deed restriction and have the ability to verify that it's being used as a single-family home, who can authorize that as a condition?
Well, if Mr. Bulla is speaking on behalf of the owner, and he's authorized to speak on their behalf, I believe he has agreed to that.
Yes. Mr. Harrison said that he would have no problem if they put it in the motion. The town has the right to 24-hour, 48-hour notice to come in, and he said they can come in any time.
And if the board so chooses, I could include that condition in any resolution of approval that then becomes an enforcement issue for the code enforcement department.
Do we need any document to support that condition?
I don't believe we do. If the board acts in the affirmative on this application and we prepare a resolution that's adopted by the board, if the applicant then decides they're not in favor of that, they would have to challenge the action of the board, and the action of the board is presumed to be valid.
Any questions from the board?
Are we not hearing from the homeowner? This is Sean Cahill.
It does not appear that the homeowner is present.
Okay, and we've already opened it to the public with the testimony from the two individuals?
Mr. Bullitt, have you heard from the... Did you expect the homeowner this evening?
He was going to try to get on, but I guess he didn't. I did tell him that.
So it's up to the board here. If you want to go ahead and vote on this and impose conditions, you can do so. If you would rather wait for the applicant to be present at a meeting in the future to state that he agrees to these conditions, that's the board's choice.
Mr. Chairman, I believe that the contractor is acting on behalf of the owner, and his statements about the deed restrictions are enough for me for us to vote on this tonight. If we have opened it to the public after the engineer, I'd like to make a motion to approve the application with the deed restrictions mentioned in Henry's site impact.
It was, and I'll second that.
Very good, thank you. Mr. Cahill made a motion to approve this application. Mr. Weissman, I seconded that motion. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Cahill?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Zimmerman?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
And Chairman Blake?
Yes.
Mr. Bullitt and Mr. Kaczmarski, the application's been approved based upon the testimony and representations that you have both given. I recommend that you review this with your client, because if it has any problem with the condition of the deed restriction, he probably needs to contact us sooner rather than later.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Next on the agenda, we have number 9. No, that's
no, we have number 8.
Number 8. Evelyn Akushchik Anyeni. Sorry, if I...
Captain, present.
Present.
Ma'am, I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand?
Yes.
Do you swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth to help you God?
Yes, I do.
You have your name and address, please.
Evelyn Akushchik-Anyeni, 420 Brentwood Drive, Piscataway, New Jersey, 08854.
Ms. Akushchik-Anyeni, could you explain to the board what you'd like to do here?
Yes, I would like to install a 6-foot privacy fence along an easement.
And you understand that the reason that you're here is because it's over an easement?
Yes.
And you understand also that if the township ever needs access to that easement, you would be responsible for the cost of removing and replacing the fence?
Yes, I understand.
And you're okay with that?
Yes.
Okay. Not aware of any other issues on this application.
Is the shed already there?
The large shed, we removed that shed and put a smaller shed there because that shed was too big. So we have a smaller shed. I think it's a 7 by 7, a smaller shed. That other one was like a 10 by 14 or 10 by 10 or something like that. So there is a smaller shed there.
The survey that you submitted, it looks like it's the small shed, the 7 by 10 or whatever it is. It's kind of catty-cornered to the back of the property.
Right. That the survey that we provided showed the older shed. It's a larger shed than what we have now.
Okay. And where's the new one then?
It's in the same area, but it's smaller.
Okay, so you have the same issue with if the township had to come in there.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. There was some...
That shed aside, I doubt they'd destroy it, but you know that would have to happen.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that question? There was some noise.
The shed where it's shown on the survey encroaches on the easement. And what Mr. Keneally said, if the township had to come in and basically destroy the fence in order to do their work, you would have to replace it at your own cost.
Yes.
The same thing occurs with the shed.
I understand.
Okay.
If the board has no further questions, it may be appropriate to go out to the public.
This time, anyone in the public portion have any questions or comments regarding the testimony given by this witness? Do you have any hands, Laura?
No, sir.
Okay. There's no further questions. We'll open up to the board.
Mr. Chairman, it's Sean Cahill. With the applicant knowing the ramifications of building on an easement, and she's okay with it, I'd make a recommendation to approve this application.
Steve Weissman, I'll second that.
Thank you.
A motion made by Mr. Cahill, seconded by Mr. Weissman. Would the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Cahill?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Zimmerman?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
And Chairman Blake?
Yes.
Ms. Ognani, your application has been approved. We will memorialize it in a written document at our next meeting. You don't need to be present either in person or in Zoom. We will mail a copy of that document to you, but you'll need a copy of that document to get your building permit.
Okay, thank you very much.
Have a good luck.
Have a great night, everyone.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Did we have the Titan group, or that was off for this evening?
Present.
No, that is on for this evening. That's okay. The next application.
We'll take that next. Now, item number 11, the Titan Group LLC.
Hello. I'm here.
Who's here on behalf of the Titan Group?
Good evening. This is Attorney Janet Silver Rosen, Law Office of Dwight Day in Newark. I'm here on behalf of the Titan Group.
Thank you. Please proceed.
Okay. Would the chairman please ask the people in the screaming room to stop?
Yeah.
Thank you. This project involves building a second floor addition to a single family residence. The plan is to remove the first floor bedrooms and build three bedrooms and two bathrooms upstairs in the same footprint. The application is for de minimis variances to build the master bedroom to contemporary standards and to add some architectural interest to the front of the house. There's two new variances. In other words, two variances are requested which are not pre-existing. One is the front yard setback, which where 25 feet is required, and the proposed is 22.95 feet, or let's call that 23 feet. And the second is the building coverage issue, where the maximum is 20% and the variance requested is 20.5%. The pre-existing issues for which we are requesting variances basically are caused by the structure being sited off-center on a very deep lot, but it is situated closer to one side or the other. And I could go through them all, but they're in the application. I have two witnesses, the architect for the project and the managing member of the property are present. So if the clerk would please swear the witnesses, or the chairman swear.
I will swear the witness. Please call your first witness.
Okay, Joe Kurecki. Joseph, correct the architect, please.
Yes. Hi, I'm Joseph Kravets. My address is 5 Crescent Drive, Toms River, New Jersey.
Could you raise your right hand? You swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, so help you God.
Yes, I do.
Could you spell your last name, please?
K-R-A-W-I-E-C, like Charlie, not Z. C like Charlie.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Kravets. You are an architect licensed in the state of New Jersey?
Yes, I am.
And have you ever qualified as an expert witness in your field?
Yes, I have. I've appeared for zoning hearings in front of Bridgewater, South Plainfield, Clifton, Long Hill, probably a few others that I can't really remember. I also appeared before Piscataway Construction Board of Appeals on a case several years ago.
Anyone else? I'm satisfied with the case. Please continue.
How long have you been in practice, Joe?
Oh, I think I got my license in 1987.
Great. All right. Mr. Chairman, I submit that this witness is qualified to give expert testimony before this board.
He's been accepted.
Thank you. Okay. All right. You're familiar with the project at 1718 West 3rd Street in Piscataway, are you not?
Of course.
And did you prepare the plans which were submitted with this application?
Yes, I did.
All right. Would you briefly describe it?
Sure. The existing house is basically cape style, probably more like a ranch style, because there is no access to the upper floor, the attic area. Currently, the first floor has a relatively small kitchen, a combination living room, dining room area, and two bedrooms and a relatively small bath. Our project is to expand this to make it more usable by people in our day and age. That would allow us to enlarge the combined room, the shared room on the first floor, to fit the entire width of the house in the front half, really. We left one bedroom there, which may be used as an office. Opened up the kitchen to give it a more open look. Up on the second floor, we have three bedrooms, a shared bath, and a master bath.
It will remain a one-family, correct?
That is correct.
Okay. Would you please describe the requested variances and, as you do, why you believe they're necessary and desirable?
Sure. Does that include the ones that are pre-existing or not?
You could. I think if the board wants to hear you address them.
Let me just ask you a question. Are the surrounding properties developed with houses?
Absolutely, yes.
And are they on oversized lots that would have land available for this applicant to purchase?
No, not really, no.
So there's no adjacent land available for purchase?
Not to the best of my knowledge. Mr. Hoekstra, you have some information.
I'll ask the next witness, but at this Thank point, you don't need to address the existing variance.
I am not aware of the available land. I'm sorry, okay. you asked a question?
Yeah, all you need to address is the new variances, not the existing.
The new variances. Okay, there's two. In order to create reasonably sized rooms on the second floor, we have provided for cantilevers, a two-foot cantilever, both front and back, to give us some additional width, okay? And that has two consequences. Consequence one is that it pushes us very slightly over the allowable coverage. Instead of being 20%, we're 20.5%, okay? And as I explained to Ms. Silver earlier, if the board has a real problem with that, I could take an inch out of one of the cantilevers, which, you know, seems silly, but I could do that, okay? The cantilever on the front of the house was necessitated by the fact that without it, one of the two bedrooms becomes 7 feet 8 inches wide. And, you know, from this day and age where we have to walk around and not touch anybody within 6 feet, we know that 7 foot 8 is not a whole lot. It doesn't really become a useful or honestly usable bedroom. And sliding the structure around in some contorted way would really bugger everything up. So those are the reasons behind the two variance items that are new.
And the cantilever only extends for part of the front of the house, is that correct?
Yes, the second floor addition does not extend over the entire house. It does not extend over the garage, which is on the, if you're looking at it from the street, the right side. This has the advantage of not requiring a variance for that side yard setback, which was 6 feet and 6 point something feet, I don't remember. So our second floor addition is well within setback requirement on that side.
Okay. So, and in your opinion, will there be positive effects on the neighborhood aesthetic if the variances that we request are granted?
There's no architect that I know that would say that their work was going to create something really, really ugly. So I'm putting my name on that list, okay? I think it'll be an improvement for sure. It's, you know, this is not creating the Taj Mahal, We're creating a nice-looking home that's appropriate for the neighborhood and fits in and upgrades the neighborhood, really.
All right. So I don't have any other questions to ask of you. I don't know if anyone on the board has.
Anyone on the board have any questions or comments regarding this application? We'll open up to the public. Anyone in the public?
Mr. Chairman, I believe that they have another witness.
I do. Yeah. Thank you.
Just one question, Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
They're showing a covered walkway in the front. That's open, right? It's just on pillars?
Yeah, exactly correct. There's two columns, if you would, over the front corners of the existing porch, the landing at the front steps, okay? Just to provide a little bit of cover. It does a couple of things. It provides some cover when you're standing there knocking on the door or ringing the doorbell. And number two, it gives a little something to the exterior appearance of the house as well.
Okay, but it's not enclosed at all.
That is absolutely correct.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. All right, if there's nothing else from the architect, I would call the managing member of the property owner, Dwayne Hooks.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening. Could you raise your right hand? You swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth to help you God?
Yes, I do.
Could I have your name and address, please?
Wayne Hooks, 1718 West 3rd Street, Piscataway, New Jersey, 08854.
Thank you. Could you spell your last name, please?
H-O-O-K-S.
Thank you.
If I may. All right, Mr. Hooks, what is your connection with the applicant, LLC, the Titan Group, LLC?
I'm the managing member and I'm the owner of the property.
And you presently gave an address, which is on the same street. Are you across the street at 1715 West 3rd Street?
1718 West 3rd Street.
1718. Okay, and the subject property is 1715?
That's correct.
Okay. How long have you lived on the street?
Since 2001.
And you own the home?
That is correct.
Okay. You heard the architect describe the project. Are there other two-story houses on your block?
Yes, there's several.
Okay. And in connection with this application, I ask that you take photographs, and we submitted them to the board. I ask if the board members have had an opportunity to look at them.
Yeah, the photographs were submitted to the board. We will mark them. We haven't mastered this Zoom project yet, so I would ask that you submit paper copies to the board so that we can mark them and put them in the file.
I have done. I also have, in my attempt to get my arms around the Zoom process, I have the photographs on my screen, and if possible, I would share that. But I don't know if
I think the board members have all had an opportunity to review them because they were distributed to board members. So perhaps if the board members have questions about them, they can ask, but otherwise they have seen them already.
All right. Thank you. Well, all right. The point of, all right. Well, I'll ask the witness to tell us, there are photographs of several second story homes on the block. It's a process of development on the block, I guess we would say. But you also included a photograph of a property at Academy Street. Would you tell us why you included that, why you wanted that to be in front of the board, Mr. Huff?
Okay, the property was a small ranch home, and they added a second floor to it also.
Okay, and it also has a cantilever in the front as well.
So slightly with the front porch that it has.
Right.
And a front porch too.
All right, and since you live on the block, the proposed project, in your view, is in line with the character of the neighborhood?
That is correct.
Okay, and it is in the same footprint as the presently existing structure there, right?
Yes.
Okay. And, okay, well, I don't have any other questions of the witness. Does anyone on the board wish to ask him anything?
Any board members have any questions for this individual? Now, hearing none, we'll open up to the public. Anyone in the public portion have any questions or comments regarding this application?
Mr. Chairman, just before the public speaks, you might want to ask him if the exterior of the house is going to have all uniform siding after construction.
Thank you. Joe?
The current plan is that the brick on the lower level will remain and the cantilevered sections on the second floor, so the entire second floor would be vinyl. The brick is attractive, and it'd be a shame to lose it, I think.
I'm not asking you to do that. How about the sides and the rear? Are they going to be the same color and material?
Oh, all of the vinyl the same color, sure.
So the whole exterior of the existing and new will be the same?
Existing and new. Well, the existing is brick, so the new will be vinyl.
Sides are what now?
The sides rear. Are brick. The whole house is brick.
The whole house is brick? Oh.
Yes, yeah.
Are you going to keep all the brick on the first floor?
Yeah, it'd be a shame to lose it.
No, I'm not asking you to do that.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. I have no other questions.
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you. I would submit that these are proposed variances that will enhance the neighborhood aesthetically, upgrading to a more modern, nicer residence, and it's in keeping with several other two-story single families on the block and the next block. The application is for de minimis variances, and there'll be no harm to the neighborhood or any negative effects on the public if it's approved.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, I think there was a motion and a second to open it to the public, but I'm not sure we actually did so. So I think we do not open it to the public.
Do we have anyone in the public portion that has any questions or comments?
No one, Chairman.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Buckley.
Mr. Chairman, this is Sean Cale. I'd like to make a motion to approve this application.
Motion made to approve the application by Mr. Cahill.
Steve Weissman, I second it.
Seconded by Mr. Weissman. The clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Cahill?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Almost done.
Mr. Zimmerman?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
And Chairman Blake?
Yes.
Approved.
The application's been approved. We will memorialize it at our next meeting. You've got it to be present. We will mail a copy to you.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Board. And thank you, Ms. Buckley.
You're very welcome, Janet. Thank you. Nice to see you.
Good luck to you.
Thanks. Good luck, sir.
Thank you.
Next, we have item number 12, New York SMSA LP, doing business as Verizon Wireless.
Good evening. My name is Ed Purcell. I'm the attorney for Verizon. Tonight I have Gary Lucas, who's our engineer, and Chris Militish, who's a site acquisitions specialist with me.
Purcell, could I just interrupt you for a minute?
Mm-hmm.
The board recalls that you have handled a number of these applications recently. This is an application for an exemption from site plan requirement. Basically, if the applicant demonstrates to you that they have complied with the federal statute and the state statute, which, in summary, say there are no new variances necessary, all the variances were previously granted, they're not making it substantially larger or substantially taller, then they will be exempt from site plan. I discussed this with Mr. Purcell this afternoon. He understands the board is familiar with this. And with that, Mr. Purcell, go ahead.
Sure. I think Mr. Turner did an excellent job just giving an overview of what this is. So this is an appeal of a zoning permit denial and a request for an interpretation that a zoning permit should issue for Verizon's application to co-locate wireless antennas onto an existing base station under applicable and federal law. And here the base station is a water tower, an existing water tower in the township. I certainly appreciate the board's time and attention to this matter. The applicant, Verizon, is licensed by the FCC as a wireless service provider and is looking to add additional antennas onto that water tower currently existing at block 201, lot 2.02 of the township tax map, commonly known as 1711 South 2nd Street. The ZBA originally approved a wireless facility co-location onto this tower in 2001 for AT&T. There were subsequent approvals for Verizon in 2013 by this board. And in June of last year, 2019, the board approved an identical interpretation for Sprint for the same rationale that the applicant is proposing. So clearly, as Mr. Keneally said, the board's very familiar with this. Just as a housekeeping matter, the heading on the agenda is not correct. Applicant is proposing to place three antennas onto the existing water tower. Two will be located on existing mounts, and one will be located on a new mount. One existing antenna is also being repositioned. There was a revised addendum that was submitted to the township and revised plans, and the agenda doesn't reflect those subsequent submissions. So again, just a housekeeping matter. Now getting into the meat and potatoes of the law, just to follow up on what Mr. Keneally said, the federal law here is Section 6409A of the Middle Class Tax Relief and Job Creation Act of 2012 and applicable federal regulations. And the law provides that collocation such as what is being proposed here are considered to be eligible facility requests. And when such a request doesn't substantially change the physical dimensions of a facility that they're being located on, like the added antennas on the water tower here, said application cannot be denied and must be approved. So that's the federal law component. In fact, the FCC just issued more rules in June, which clarified that when an applicant makes a request under 6409A, the only information that can be required of the local government really is whether or not this facility fits into the bounds of an eligible facilities request under 6409A. In regards to state law, there's also a state law component to all this. The New Jersey collocation law provides that site plan approval is not required for a wireless facility collocation where the support structure was previously granted all necessary approvals. That's number one. Two, the height isn't increased by 10% and the width isn't increased. And three, that the proposed collocation complies with prior approvals and required conditions. So here, the applicant's proposal likewise meets the requirements of the New Jersey collocation law. I'll just also say just a word about the structural analysis and FCC radio frequency standard compliance. Applicant is happy to provide these reports confirming the collocation structural integrity and our compliance with applicable EMF health and safety standards. And would just request that if the board wants that it's imposed as a condition of the approval.
Mr. Purcell, let me just jump in for a moment. Many board members may require or remember that other applicants, other carriers, have submitted those documents with their application. I discussed this with Mr. Purcell today because they did not. They fully intend to comply. In fact, they probably do comply already. They just haven't submitted the documentation. So from the board attorney standpoint, I have no objection to a resolution of approval, assuming that they satisfy you on the other grounds. It requires the submission of the RF report and the structural analysis that we usually get in advance.
We're happy to do that. The reason it wasn't provided is simply there was a timing factor, and also, you know, strictly speaking, under the federal laws, you know, that might be surplus requirements, but clearly, Verizon understands the board's interest and will provide that, not an issue.
Thank you.
I just have one expert witness to call. Gary Lucas.
Mr. Lucas, are you present?
Yes.
Mr. Lucas,
you swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth to help you God?
Yes, I do.
Can we see you in any way?
He's right there.
Okay, he's not on my screen, but the...
I see him on my screen.
Okay, Mr. Lucas, can you give us your qualifications, please?
Sure. I'm a professional engineer licensed in the state of New Jersey. I have approximately 15 years of engineering experience. I've testified in front of many boards. I've been doing this for a long time. So, the Bachelor of Science from Drexel University in architectural engineering,
Mr. Chairman, I believe that Mr. Lucas is a qualified engineer.
I'm satisfied with his
reading. Before you start your testimony, Mr. Lucas, this is Allison, the court reporter. I can hear you fine, but your audio, I'm not sure if it's on my end or your end, it's cutting in and out just very slightly. So if you could just talk a little slower, just so if there's any glitch, I can still pick up what you're saying.
No problem.
Thank
is that better?
You so much. I really appreciate it. I'm sorry.
Sure, no problem. I get that often, so I'll slow it down a little bit for you.
That's okay. Other than that, everyone can go ahead. I'm sorry.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Lucas. Mr. Lucas, are you familiar with Section 6409A of the Middle Class Tax Relief and Job Creation Act of 2012 and the applicable SEC regulations?
Yes.
Have you reviewed the various approvals related to the wireless facilities on this site?
Yes, I have.
Is this project an eligible facilities request that is not a substantial change pursuant to the SEC laws?
Yes.
Does applicant's proposal violate any condition of a previous approval related to the site?
No.
Thank you. Chairman, that's all I have, really. Just that was my attempt just to put into the record the fact that this is a clearly falls within the gambit of Section 6409A. So I respectfully ask the board to approve applicants' request to direct the zoning officer to issue zoning permits. Again, the federal law requires this result because applicants' proposed collocations are an eligible facilities request, and the dimensions of the existing water tower, as defined by Section 6409A and applicable federal regulations, are not substantially changed. And additionally, the New Jersey collocation law also provides that this application is not subject to site plan approval. So, again, I would just ask the board for the relief requested.
Mr. Chairman, I would recommend that you check with Mr. Chadwick to see if he has any comments on this application.
Any comments at all, Mr. Chadwick?
Do you have a report from myself dated July 7th?
Yes.
I reviewed the application. I agree with Mr. Parcells' summary statements. It does conform to the standards that warrant site plan exemption. And the application is complete and is very, very thoroughly explained by Mr. Purcell.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chadwick. Anyone else on the board have any questions to this witness? What is testimony we've heard regarding this application?
And it may be appropriate.
I say we open to the public, Mr. Chairman.
Anyone in the public portion have any questions or comments regarding this application? Hearing none, the public portion is closed. Are there any motions on the floor? Any further questions or comments?
Mr. Chairman, this is Sean Cahill. I'd like to make a motion to approve this application and give the applicant the relief he seeks.
A motion made to approve this application by Mr. Cahill.
Steve Weissman, I second that.
Seconded by Mr. Weissman. The clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Cahill?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Zimmerman?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
And Chairman Blige?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell, we will memorialize this at our next meeting. You don't need to be present virtually or in person, and we will mail a copy to you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you. Good luck to you.
Have a good night. Good luck.
We have item number 13, adoption of resolutions from the regular meeting on June 25, 2020.
Okay, the first resolution we have was an application for a sign, which you both approve. Mr. Cahill?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Zimmerman?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Chairman Bush?
Yes.
Next is American Express. This was an application for an interpretation And a site plan approval, which you voted to approve. Mr. Cahill?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Zimmerman?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Chairman Bleich?
Yes.
Next is Sandra Caraballo. This was an application for a non-conforming use, which you voted to recognize. Mr. Cahill?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Zimmerman?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Chairman Bleich?
Yes.
Next is 135 Fleming Street. This was an application for a flex storage space with a number of conditions. Mr. Cahill?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Zimmerman?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Chairman Bleich?
Yes.
Last is John and Jones Goldstein. This was an application for the non-conforming use and a use variance, which you voted to approve. Mr. Cahill?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Zimmerman?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Chairman Bleich?
Yes.
Those are all the resolutions that I have for this evening.
And item number 14, adoption of the minutes from the regular meeting on June 25, 2020.
Mr. Chairman, this is Sean Kay. I'd like to make a motion to adopt the minutes from the regular meeting of June 25th, 2020.
Steve Weissman, I second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Next, we have number 15, a motion to adjourn.
I make a motion to adjourn, Steve Weissman.
I'll second it, Mr. Cahill.
Motion made to adjourn by Mr. Weissman, seconded by Mr. Cahill. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Next meeting.
I've been over the finish line once again, gentlemen and ladies.
Okay.
Next scheduled meeting is August 13th, 7:30 p.m.
And drink your coffee. It's going to be a long night.
Everybody be safe.
Enjoy your summer. Bye, guys. Thank you, everyone.
Hello. Can you see me?
I see you, Jeff.
No, Roy.
Roy, no.
I
haven't
not
seen you yet. Go to the bottom. You see the little camera? Hit the camera. There's Roy.
Oh,
hey, Roy's
okay.
Here. I didn't know Roy.
Okay.
Roy.